Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine Ann Ingram. I am your daily lover, and we're going to start off with Diane Reeves, Justify.
I think that there's a time in your life when you realize that whatever it is that is eating you, whatever it is that you're running from, whatever it is that you're afraid of, you just have to stop, take a deep breath, turn around and face it. Face it. Stick your arms out as wide as you can and embrace it. Hold on real tight. You see, the tighter you hold on to it, the smaller it gets. And you just embrace it. And embrace it until you find yourself embracing yourself. Then you can move on with peace of mind and all that stuff. Just leave it behind. Sometimes you won't understand why life is the way it is. Things don't always go the way you plan them, but I believe God and time are synonymous, and through time God reveals all things. You gotta be still, stand in love, and pay attention. I When I look back on my life, I go crazy when I think of the danger I put myself in. But amazing grace always carried me to safety, knowing that I go back to the same place again and again. Lord, no one could ever love me the way that you do. In spirit, mind, and body, I surrender myself daily to you. Oh, and I just want to testify. I got to testify. I just want to testify. Oh, amazing grace saved my life. Sweet the journey when you learn to love yourself, accept yourself, forgive yourself, believe in yourself, be yourself, yeah, with amazing grace as your constant friend. Say, I am free of anger, I am free of fear, and my mind is at ease. I don't yesterday, because yesterday made me who I am today. Yeah, I just want to testify. My mind is strong. I just got to testify. I can see. I just want to testify. Amazing grace saved my life. I got to testify.
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, a love experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your dearly lover. That was Diaries right here on The Love Journey. Testify. Good morning, family. We're going to get started by recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize this great spirit, this powerful, energetic expression that is called us. That is known by many, 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 many names. But on this line, we recognize this powerful energy, this great spirit as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot, come on, Holy Spirit, recognizing that there is not a spot, come on, Holy Spirit, that God is not. Let's get very intentional in this right now moment, in this very sacred space. I want you to become very intentional about the breath. Oh, see, family, there is power in the breath, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. I want you to be intentional. You know, I've come to understand the breath a lot like faith. You got to have it properly before you need it. And when you learn how to breathe through the storm, through the pain, there's a healing that happens when we learn how to breathe properly. The breath is so powerful that we can even breathe in the minerals and the vitamins that we need for the body. We can oxygenate the body and move it from an acid level to an oxygen level just by the breath. We can bring peace and healing to the body through breath. I tell you, there's power in the breath, honey. Did you know that sometimes you forget to breathe? And so in this right now moment, I want you to become very intentional about the breath. By being still and taking in a deep breath through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, and then releasing that breath and remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm and remember, breathe into the heart. And so in this right now moment, I want you to just truly move from your head and into your heart space. And I want you to just relax and become very still. And in the stillness, the powerful connection of the breath. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, family. And release slow and deliberately, controlling the breath. Release. Let's do it again. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release power in the breath, family. And sometimes we forget to breathe. I want you to be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And just release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And as we release all things that no longer serve a higher purpose, and as we invoke and invite the spirit of the great mother, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of our greats, grand, and all the mothers that came before us, as we honor their presence by forgiveness and release in this right now moment, we give thanks for the mother energy. The great cosmic mother, as we release and forgive the presence of our mother energy and our energetic expression. And as we, in this right now moment, in this collective energy, send healing and forgiving love to our mother and expressions, we are healing the planet of all those who are in disharmony with the mother figure. And so in this right now moment, we call forth a healing presence as we hear Ayana.
Day one, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive myself. Precious and beloved God, my source and my creator, today I ask for and open myself to receive the strength, courage, and compassion required to forgive myself. I forgive myself for all perceived sins, faults, mistakes, and failings. I forgive myself for every thought, belief, behavior, perception, and emotion that I have told myself is bad, wrong, unjust, unloving, and displeasing to you, God. I forgive myself for every hurt, judgment, condemnation, unkind or unloving thought, belief, and perception I have held about myself or against myself. I forgive myself for any behaviors, habits, or actions motivated by unforgiveness or the unwillingness to forgive myself. I forgive myself with compassion and love. I ask for, accept, and claim God's forgiveness today, believing and knowing that because I have asked, I have received. I am so grateful. I let it be, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself.
Okay, I pray, forgive the self and not the mother today, huh? That's okay. Everything is always in divine order. And as we move into that space of recognizing that there is power in the mother energy, the great mother, the great cosmic mother, we give thanks. As we command our morning this morning to declare and decree all that is good, Mother, Father, God, we decree and declare right now that we would be anxious for nothing. As we ask you to bless us this morning, Holy Spirit. As we ask you to bless the work of our hands, God. And let our names be associated with only things that are good, God. Shield us from anything that is not of you, God. Guard us against anything that is not of you, God, as we welcome the opportunities to grow and expand. And let our actions be in sync with your will this morning, God, as we decree and declare this morning, God, nothing but greatness, God. Oh, Father, Mother, God, we thank you as we arise in our faith this morning, knowing that you hear and answer all prayers, God. Because we bring everything unto you, Holy Spirit, unto the beloved I Am presence. We disintegrate it into the love of you right now, anything that is not serving us right now, God. Oh, Father, Mother, God, we just ask you to bless and anoint our thoughts, that every thought we think would be yours, God. Oh, we will be like Albert Einstein. We only want to think the thoughts of God. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless and anoint our thoughts this morning. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and bless and anoint these eyes, that we can see you, Holy Spirit, even in the storm, that we can see with the spiritual vision, 2020 spiritual vision. Holy Spirit, bless our eyes this morning, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to put a watch over our ears, that we can only hear the melodic sounds of you, and anything and anybody that brings anything to us that is not of good nature, we ask that our ears will shut it down and not hear anything other than the melodic sounds of you. God, I ask you to let us only speak the words of you, Holy Spirit, that any words that will utter from our lips will be like honey, God, dripping from the tongue. God, it will be so sweet to the souls of those that will hear our words, that we will only speak your words. God, I ask you to come and bless and anoint us this morning, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to bless and anoint every cell in our body, God. Every cell in our body that will remove any information, any data, any pattern, anything that is in it that is not serving of you, Holy Spirit. We ask you to remove it from our cells and return it to its highest vibratory expression of you right now, God. I ask you to bless every cell in our body, God. I ask you to bless every living system, every atom and every molecule in us right now, God. Oh, as we bless the living temple of you right now, God, as we bless ourselves from the head to our toes, God. Oh, God, as we love our presence of you in this body temple, God, we just give thanks for the power and the presence that live in us, as is all around us, God. Oh, Father, Mother, God, we seal these declarations in the name of love, God. Oh, we give thanks, God, as you will guard our heart and mind in stillness and quiet. We will wait for you, God. We will ask you to lead and guide us, God, as we declare in the name of Jesus, God, right now, new territories, God, as you expand, God, our territories, as we walk in your favor, God. We will possess the land, God. Recognizing there will be no holdups, no holdouts, no setbacks or delays. Oh, Holy Spirit, we will not look back to return to the old and just recognize the new, God. We thank you for the new as we ascend into your new realms of power and authority and access new dimensions of divine revelations, Holy Spirit, as you breathe new life into every dormant dream. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless our dreams this morning, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and bless our dreams that you have so eloquently placed inside of our heart, God. I'm asking you to let the goals of our soul unfold, God. Oh, let it unfold that we may magnify and manifest the glory of you as us. Come, Holy Spirit, and let us make manifest the glory of you in the name, nature, and consciousness of all that is love. We come together in this space, in this sacred space, and say, amen, amen. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, and let it be so this morning. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth your blessings, God, of love, joy, peace, happiness, and all that is good, God, because you are amazing, God. Whew, thank you, God. God is amazing, I tell you. God is amazing. The universe is amazing, family. Life is amazing. We're going to start off with Mesa, keep your head to the sky. You tuned in to the love journey, your powerful love experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your daily lover, and this is Mesa right here on the love journey, family.
This point in my life, I just want to have fun, and I want to be free spiritually. I have grown, and I know I have a long way to go, but what I do know right now is that God is amazing. There's so much out there for all of us, that we never have to worry and shed a tear. And I'm looking forward to the rest of my life.
Thank you.
Good morning, good morning. I love that song. Keep your head to the sky. Lord, expand my territory. Come on, Holy Spirit. Good morning. You tuned in to the Love Journey, Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your daily lover. Yes, yes. You know, it's funny when you tune your eyes to see God in things, and as your consciousness elevates, you start to see God in even just the smallest thing. So let me just tell you a quick story. I was hungry, and I was, you know, and when I'm got my mind on cleaning up or whatever, I've been releasing clutter and moving and giving away big bags of stuff because, you know, God said, move out that clutter so you can go ahead on and experience your goodness, right? So I'm moving out the clutter. And so whenever I got my mind, I'm kind of a focused kind of person. I don't really want to stop to cook and eat, right? So I was thinking, what is in there I could eat real quick and get back to what it is that I'm doing? And I looked and I said, well, oh, it's still some guacamole. So the guacamole had been in there for quite a few days. I mean, maybe like 3-4 days. And usually guacamole doesn't last that long in this house because we love guacamole. But Brinson ate a lot. And I thought AJ had ate it up, but actually she hadn't. I was thinking, oh, it's going to be brown. It's not going to be edible. And when I looked at it, lo and behold, it was still green. It wasn't brown. Now, anybody who eats guacamole or cook or anybody, you finna understand this story, right? So, Brinson had put the seed inside of the, whenever he could make guacamole, he puts the seed back in the guacamole in the middle to keeps it from turning brown so quick, and then he squeezed lime on top. But I stood there and looked at the guacamole for a minute, and I thought about the seed being the source. And it's interesting that the seed of the guacamole keeps the guacamole from going brown. And I was like, wow, this guacamole been in here these many days and it's still green? I said, wow. Now, in the separation of the seed from the guacamole and it turns brown, think about the source being our creator and how when we separate ourselves in our thought, what happens in our lives and how we find ourselves in spaces and things and attracting and magnetizing things that we really don't want, like turning brown. It's a figure of speech, but when we stay close to the source and connected to our source, and I was just thinking about, and all I could do was thank God for being the source. Because sometimes we get disconnected from the idea of where our true source is. Because it's so easy to get distracted. Come on, Holy Spirit. Distractions. And so then I started thinking about, man, and I know you're going to be like, this girl all over the place this morning. I started thinking about, why do we get distracted so easy? Why is it so easy to forget in the moment of a storm or in the moment of a situation who and what our source is? You see, there's nothing that's happening to us that's not happening for us. Let me say that again. There's nothing that's happening to us that's not for us. What do I mean by that? That means that everything, even that disharmony in your relationship with your husband or your fiance or that particular guy, because intimate relationships happen to be the biggest mirror and reflection of our inner presence. I know you don't want to hear that. Come on, somebody. I know you don't want to hear that. I promise you, if you looked at the very essence of this relationship as a blessing and that it came to teach you a lesson and ask, what is the lesson? So it was with my girlfriend called, who lives out of town. She lives in California, and she was going through a little process with her husband yesterday, and it's so easy to get distracted from the truth of who we are. And even get distracted from the things that we say we're going to make our mind up to do. So this came to my attention yesterday. How do we get back on focus, right? How do we deal with these distractions? Or even distractions that stop us from dealing with completing the task at hand. And so, if this was downloaded into my spirit, we can use this for any challenge or thing, anxiety or fear. The first thing for us to do is get up and, I would say, get up and walk. Walk slowly to a place where you can look outside into the sky. If you got a balcony or window, look how high in the sky. And the first thing I say is just give thanks. Because we forget to give thanks. Do you know, when we use the stories or and hear the stories of Christ, every miracle that was ever performed, it was first a giving of thanks. Thank you. For the Father and I and the Mother and I are one. Give thanks that you are one with the life, with the source, with the sky, with Mother Earth, Mother Nature, Father Sky. And then talk to your mind. And not just the mind that is set in our brains, because you know, scientists have found that every cell in our body has a mind. Is that just so amazing to me? I just have to laugh at myself sometimes, because I think I might be one of the most nerdiest people on the planet. Because I sit and read and listen to some of the most nerdiest stuff, but I think that's why my husband and I get along, because he's the same way. And then we get to talk about what we learn. I've been watching these different movies on the power of water, the power of every cell in our body. Every cell has a mind. So we don't just have a brain that has a mind, but the cells, and I want you to really think how intricate that is. And how, when we're in disharmony, can you imagine the cells in your mind thinking one thing because you have planted seeds of whatever you planted into it, and your mind and your brain having another thought? That's when we're in disharmony with ourselves and we disconnected from source. But when we connected to source, everything and every cell and every mind is in alignment. It's not turning brown like the guacamole. When the seed is not a present. I know you're like, this girl is crazy, right? But I want you to really think about that. So I want you to really just breathe into the mind of every cell in your body, every molecule, every atom. Breathe into it and say, oh, beautiful mind, I need your help to begin an important task. Please guide me. And then you pause. And I just stood there and looked out the window. And as I started to ask every cell in my body, and every cell in my body began to come into alignment and get in alignment. And I want you to think about the word collect. Pay attention as you gently say collect. And you will notice all your distractions disappearing into a strange peace within you. And then I want you to say to yourself, rise. Oh, rise. Every cell in my body, I want you to rise. Oh, mind, rise. And watch as your favorite part of you fills you up with the part of you that is God. And your mind will rise with the power of the presence beyond any distractions, any anxiety, and any fear. And I want you to say, soar. Come on, Holy Spirit, and soar within me. Come, mind, and soar. And watch your mind soar high beyond all time and space and cause you to flood with a powerful confidence that gently echo, yes, I can do it. Yes, I can do it. And as you receive God's grace, remember to give thanks. Remember to give, and whatever has been distracting you, let's talk about some questions we had on Friday when I talked about Joshua being the heart and Moses being some about the mind. So what I meant by that is this. When we study the Moses brung the law. Moses brung us the information that who is God? What is God? And Moses was brung to us the meaning of God. I am the I am that I am. Meaning there's this universal power. You see, we're all being called to the burning bush to go deeper into the levels of our soul to bring forth and manifest the expression of God that's uniquely us. But we've probably been wondering, I've been doing my work. And that's what Moses did. See, Moses was so powerful, but Moses was only able to take the people to the edge of the promised land because it's in the heart. See, when we start to apply what we learned in our heart, which is what represents Joshua was able to take the people into the promised land. And so what I meant by that is that when we begin to embody the word, the realm of substance that symbolizes the executive power of the heart, then we begin to walk into an unlimited supply of God. Yes, Moses trained Joshua, just as Jesus trained the 12 disciples. But Joshua's special function in the wilderness was carry out the commands of his teachers. You often wonder, why you haven't walked in your promised land is because you've probably been too heady. You're still in your head. In order to get into your true promised land, it must come from the heart. The heart, family. And when we begin to take these spiritual tools that we've learned and really acknowledge the presence and the power that lives inside of this place in us and embody it from the heart space, not just in the application of the mind. And that's what I was meaning when I was talking to you on Friday about Joshua representing the space called the heart. Because some of us stay too heady and we only know God in our mind. But I want you to know the presence, the Creator, and however you see this presence, I want you to recognize it in your heart. And call forth this divine presence. It doesn't matter what is going on that you need support in. It can be a relationship. It could be whatever. You can ask God to heal any present in your body, any place in your life, because that is where the source is. It's in the presence of our beloved I Am. It's in the presence of our beloved I Am. And before there can be an outer working of anything, there must first be an inner working. And that inner working must be planted and rooted into the heart of our being. See, too many of us who read and get to know about the knowledge and the law of mind action, it stops right there in the mind. And Moses being metaphysically symbolic as the mind action. See, the knowledge of the mind action is symbolically Moses, which gives us confidence and power, but it urges us to go forward. But that is not enough. It's the love of the laws of the mind action, which is Joshua, which represents the heart, which helps us to proceed into the promised land. See, too many of us stop with the knowledge of the my action. And then we wonder why we're not getting the results from where we study. It takes us to plant these into the heart. It's the persistent use as reflected in the life of Joshua to cross over into the promised land. We got to practice our spiritual tools. We got to open up our heart, family. It's our heart-centered space that has all the answers. Too long have we been looking to the mind when the power is in the heart. We have to wonder, why is the heart the most fully functioning organ in the body? It's the first fully functioning organ in the body. When you are being in the gestation period of your mother's belly, the heart is the first fully functioning organ in the body. 5,000 times more magnetic than the brain. And now to find that every cell in our body has a mind to really do this inner work, family. It's time to get still. The only difference between you and somebody you're looking at who is living the life is courage. It's courage. Through Joshua's courage, we got to train our eyes to see the good. Now think about all the people who went in, the 10 spies that went in to see the promised land, two had the eyes of God. Only two had the eyes of God. The two only had the eyes of God. They went in and they said, we shall possess the land at once. But the other 10 felt like what? They felt like it was giants. We will never be able to take it. And they didn't bring back the same report that Joshua and Caleb brought back. Why? Because they didn't have the eyes of God. They weren't able to see the way Joshua and Caleb was able to see. So what is your report today? When you went to look in your promised land, what did you see? Did you see you were well able to take the land? We shall possess the land? Or did you go in and say, it's too much, too big? I can't do that. Did you have the eyes of God when you went and saw the dream that God has placed before you? When God placed that preview in your mind's eye, did you say to yourself, that is way too big for me? Or did you say, I can go for it and claim our promised land and possess the land? Can you possess your dream? Or are you allowing your mind to tell you that it is, oh, that's, you're not good enough for that? Oh. You're not good enough. Oh, you're not worthy of that. Oh, no, you can't do that. Who told you you can do that? Whether it's an outside thought or an inside thought. And you know what makes the power easy to see God is when we learn how to use our spiritual tools. You see, when Moses taught the Hebrews that they had a power within them that would deliver them from their bondage and their wilderness experience, it is in those same teachings that we can be delivered from our own bondage and our own wilderness experience. You see, it was the love, it was Joshua who helped them externalize that inner power by using it and calling it forth and embodying it in the heart. I want you to learn to go within yourself. Close your eyes and speak over every
situation in your life that is causing you to feel some kind of way. By using your powerful presence of the power that lives in you, your beloved I am, speak life into every cell. If there's a problem or a challenge in the body, a disease in the body, or dysfunction, something is going on, call forth, I am health. And speak it to every cell in your body and every cell in your body. You remember that scripture, can those dry bones live? Ezekiel said, can those dry bones live? And yes, he had to speak to those dry bones, but he didn't speak one time before those dry bones began to shake, rattle, and roll. He had to speak a couple of times, a few times, before it moved. Sometimes it can be a stubborn situation. And when it's stubborn, you can say to your problems, your challenges, I am, have sent me. My God sent me. See, let me give you an example. I was looking at my bank account one time. And baby, it was going in the red. And I looked at that and said, oh, no, no, no. I am, have sent me. I am the money consciousness of God. There is no lack in God. There is no nothing to fear because God is here only to be revealed right here in the consciousness, in the prosperity consciousness of God. I call forth this prosperity consciousness in the name and nature of all that is God. And I place my hand over my bank account and I call forth God to amplify, multiply, and spiritualize every dime, penny, nickel, quarter, dollars that I ever had to come back and come forth and enter into this bank account in the name, nature of God. I had my eyes clean, and because I bank at Chase, let me just tell you how good God is when you call forth the car. Now I went from zero to somebody in the midst of my prayer. Chase paid me $675. She said that was her tithe. I was like, $675 is her tithe. Ooh, God bless her. Continue to bless her. But I was in the middle of my prayer when I opened my eyes, family. This is a true story. Don't tell me what prayer won't do. I use my canceling power of no, 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 not the seemingly appearance of lack. There will be no lack here because I am has sent me to this planet to live abundantly. We got to learn how to speak to the cells in our body if it's in our body. We got to learn to speak to the energy of our money if it's in our bank account. We got to learn to speak to the disharmony in our relationship if it's love that's showing up in not the right way. You have the power to create your life. But it's when it's rooted in the heart, you are staying too heady about God. Yeah, you have the knowledge, and you may be applying some of the knowledge, but do you have it rooted in your heart? And that's the difference. Moses can get us to the edge, but Joshua will take you in. What am I saying? The mind will take you to the edge of your promised land, but the heart will take you right in. Family, today, this message is about you getting back to the source. You see, that guacamole didn't turn brown because the source was centered right in the middle of that guacamole after being there for a few days. When I thought my daughter had ate the guacamole up, and I was thinking, well, what can I eat? And I go in there, I find this guacamole still sitting there, and it's still green. Come on, somebody got to know who eat guacamole that this is not really. What happens if you don't have the source there? Now, yeah, he put that seed there and squeezed lime over it. But what would have happened if the seed wouldn't have been there? I'm sure it would have been brown. I'm sure it would not have been edible. And all I can do is thank you, God, because you know what? Being connected and staying true to the source, being connected to that source keeps us in a knowing that we can't lose. Reverend Ike said it best. I can't lose with the stuff I use when I use my spiritual tools. He said, I know my stuff works. He said, because I tried it on myself first. See, Reverend Ike wasn't talking a talk that he didn't walk. He was teaching these principles to us for us to understand that he know it works because he worked it himself. And it only works if we work it. Now, I've given you two really powerful things to do today to keep us from distraction. You can go on the Love Journey page and you can see that is written out on the Love Journey page. And the other thing is to focus in on your I am presence. If it's money that you need, desire, or want, then you focus in on a consciousness, the prosperity consciousness. I call forth the money consciousness of God. I call forth the mind of the prosperity consciousness of Jesus. Whatever words or deity or prosperity process you believe in, call it forth and speak over your money. If it's some disharmony in your relationship, ask it to be revealed to you how you can shift and change the consciousness of that, and let it be revealed to you what you need to do, and call forth the I am presence of love other than the truth of God in that situation, and ask God to give you the eyes to behold your beloved in the eyes of God. Let me just tell y'all a few things here. You can be married with somebody or be with somebody for 33 years and not have some kind of secrets. I tell you, between sage, candles, and love and prayer, and even as a mother, your children might be out of harmony. Family, see them with the eyes of God. See your beloved in the eyes of God. And when your mind tries to take you from a place of truth, of seeing your loved ones with the eyes of God, then you move yourself back into that space by getting still and breathing in the breath. Just like that seed, go back to the seed. The seed is the breath. And when we get disconnected from the breath, we'll be like that guacamole and turn brown. So my message today, to get connected to the source by honoring the present. That's my message, family. Stay connected to the source. Scientists have found that every cell in our body has a mind. Speak to the cells in your body. If you got a dysfunction going on in that body, I want to remind you that you can speak to every cell in your body. And by love being the highest vibratory expression on the planet, speak love into your loved ones. And when your eyes are seeing you something that is not beyond, because what is a metaphysician? What is the truth of a metaphysician? Metaphysically, you know, becoming a metaphysician or realizing that you're already a metaphysician is just to see beyond the physical. The truth is you were born metaphysically anyway. You were born to see beyond the physical. We're beyond the physical nature of what we physically can see because it's in the invisible that we bring the visible into expression. And we have the power, even in the Lord's Prayer. Even in the Lord's Prayer, it teaches us that through the power of a heavenly state, we can bring forth the visible, the invisible into the visible world. On earth as it is in heaven. That's what we're asking when we say the Lord's Prayer. Can you bring what is in heaven, what is in an invisible space, into the earth? May it be in heaven May it be in earth as it is in heaven. And so today, as you move through your process, remember you have the power to bring the visible, the invisible into the visible world just by your spoken word. By being the truth, the metaphysical, seeing beyond the physical. And how do you see beyond the physical? You move yourself into a higher consciousness. When someone is showing you something other than the truth, you move beyond that space by going within, calling forth all the forces in the universe to help you move beyond, to help you see beyond what is happening in this physical space. See, I had to call forth my heavenly realm to help my eyes to see beyond what was happening in my physical bank account so that the visible, so that the heaven can come forth on earth. So that the unlimited source of money can be flown into my bank account, into my visible source. Many times I had to pray over my relationship to see the heavenly presence of God through my mate in order for the visible presence of God to show up in him. Because sometimes I didn't know who he was in my physical realm. But I knew that God did not give me or place in him in my life for us not to be able to live this abundant life that I know God came to bring him as a gift to me. So I had to recognize and see beyond the physical appearance of what he was showing me, knowing that there was a presence and a powerful presence that was more powerful than the physical presence he was showing me. And how did I do it? Sage was my friend. I would sage that bedroom, sage myself, sage everything, and call forth the cleansing power of God to move anything out of our space, light my beautiful spiritual love candles on my altar, and call forth the love in us. Same thing for my children. When they showed up, anything other than the truth, because sometimes, children, you'd be like, who child is that? Who child is that right there? And we forget that everything is a reflection of us. All the disharmony that's happening, if we're not speaking to our mothers or have issues with our mothers or our children or our relationship, it's all a reflection of what's going on inside. The work is the inside work to do. So when he came showing up, not showing up the way I wanted him, I knew I need some more work to do. I got some more work to do. It's some more work to do. Yes, and I had to go in, family, get the work done. I had to get back connected to the source, because anytime the seed wasn't present, I was turning brown, just like that guacamole. I know you like this girl in this guacamole, right? But it was just so interesting to go to the refrigerator and find after so many days that guacamole was not brown, and I knew it was because of the presence of the seed. It was the presence of God in me that keeps me from turning brown, me staying connected. And brown is just a symbol for when we get in a discombobulated situation, when healing needs to take place. Family, stay connected. Stay connected. That's the message. Stay connected to your heavenly realm. Stay connected to your mind, your heart, your inner presence. And no matter what is showing up in the physical world, you can speak to that situation. Because the power and the presence in your power source, you see, our throat is our power center. And so many times it's clogged up because we have not been speaking our truth. I remember a time when I kept sore throats every now and then. Now, I can't even remember the time I've been sick. See, something powerful that happens when you honor your power center, which is your throat. And when I wake up every morning, I bless this power center. And I call forth the presence of God that is in this power center to speak the words of God, to speak the truth. and that the words that will come from my mouth will taste like honey to the ears of those that will hear it, to speak to the soul essence of the people that hear the words that are coming out of my mouth. Family, use your power. Use your power and call forth the blessings, family. And so today, I want you to bless your eyes. Bless your eyes to see the presence as God sees it. Bless your ears to hear the melodic sounds of God. And bless your throat to speak the words of God. And in the power of that, you can speak a thing. I promise you. It is so amazing when you use your spiritual tools. See, I could have easily looked at my bank account and got into fear mode that day. I could have easily looked at my bank account and go into a lack space. I could have easily got distracted seeing the truth that I was an unlimited, abundant heir to the throne of God. And that I bank at the bank of the universe. Ain't no way this supposed to be happening. You learn how to use your denial power and call forth that presence. You'll see God at work in the midst. And I'm so grateful that God gave me that faith muscle to speak a thing into existence, knowing that I can do it. So I want to remind you today, you have the power to see beyond the physical. You are a metaphysician. That's all a metaphysician is, to see beyond the physical. See beyond what your children are showing you. See beyond you what your spouse is showing you. See beyond what your bank account is showing you. And know that you have the power to speak into existence what it is you desire, want, and need. So today, I want you to use your power center, your throat, your vibrational presence to call forth and use the forces within this universe, however you see this great energy. And it doesn't matter what we call it. I call it God because I was rooted in Christianity. But that doesn't mean you can't call it what you call it. And whatever you call it, it doesn't matter because it really don't care what we call it. We get caught up in semantics, but it does not care. All that it matters is that we use it. That powerful energetic expression, that great source, the unlimited, infinite supply that comes from whoever you call it and whatever you call it. The beloved I Am presence is just waiting for your attention. Come, my child. It's waiting for you right now. It's inviting you into the space of your higher mind self to invoke and raise the consciousness level of you right now. That's all really prayer does. You know, prayer is already answered. Everything that we've already put in the universe is already yes. Now it's just about raising our consciousness into the alignment of what it is we desire to bring into our space. It's just getting into the frequency level. It's like tuning into the radio. What station you want to listen to? That's what the consciousness is like. The energy is just raising the consciousness. Raising the consciousness to the frequency level of what it is you desire. And that's what we talked about. That's the difference between the Moses is the mind action. Joshua is the heart action. That's why when we use our mind, it can take us to the edge. But when we use our heart, it'll take us right in. Come on, family, let it get rooted into the heart. Let these principles, these spiritual principles, get rooted into your heart. And I promise you, land of milk and honey. The land of milk and honey is yours. And that's my message. Any questions, comments, concerns, you press 1 on the Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is when you dial 602. If you're on a teleconference line, just star 6 and come right in. Good morning, family. You've tuned in to the Love Journey. Your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And today's message is about releasing distraction, staying connected, and seeing beyond the physical. All right, family. Remember that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love, family. Love is the only choice. And remember to not only dream your God-sized dreams, but to live your God-sized dreams. Remember to live them, family. This is Harry Belafonte.
There's nothing stronger or more powerful than a dream. Even in darkness, dreams have an infinite capacity to see light. They outlive pain. They outlast heartbreak. They overcome doubt. They forget imperfection. They cannot be beaten, broken, or taken. Dreams fight. They persevere. They go on. Because determination will always trump disappointment. Desire will always triumph over defeat. And dreams will always prevail.
In every way, you're part of me, all I am, all I'll ever be. If I'm weak, when I should be strong, you're my strength to carry on. What's so wrong with wishing that's the way it could be? I wish you were real instead of me.
welcome into my dreams. Have a great day, family.